Hello everyone, this is Ben Blumgren down here in North Carolina. I wanted to share my views on the having, the caring, the living, the maintenance of cats versus dogs and the merits thereof. I am a dog person. If I'm going to have a pet, I'm going to have a dog, even though my usernames say Blind Birder and Birder 365 and Birder Ben B and all those sorts of things. I am a wild bird guy. I'm not much into keeping a tropical bird in a cage. It doesn't really make sense to me. Even if I were to keep a native bird in a cage, you're kind of defeating the purpose. You're kind of birding out, as I would like to say, on the really cool part about birds. They're free, they're open, they're out, and they're not encumbered by things. They're free, you know, they're birds. That's what's so full on about them. And then we put them in a cage and go, pretty bird, and think it's so beautiful. Okay. Yeah, But as far as cats and dogs go, I have had big dogs. I think the smallest dog we've had is like 50-ish pounds, 50, 60 pounds. That's about the smallest that I can remember. And so, you know, we've always had dogs, and so we have, and we've also always had them since puppies. And back in 2008, we got our first ever female dog, and also our first ever rescue dog. She is a trauma bird. She scares very easily. She gets very freaked easily. It's kind of odd to us. We're used to dogs that can kind of take a little heat. The really freaky part about her is that you get her out in the woods or out in the wilds, she's a maniac. But when you're at home, she's birdie about threshold. She's birdie about doorway. She's birdie about vacuum cleaner. She won't go in the pool. Yet she'll go to the pond and romp around down in the muck and the grime. It's pretty funny. And so, I've come down to visit my friend, Chris Gilland, who has a cat, and then his mother has two other cats. That's interesting, because when you're not used to cats, you can kind of just sit down on furniture without having to look where you sit, because it's a couch, it's meant to be sat on, there's not anything on it. Oh great, there's a flippin' cat there, yay. It's like, why the bird were you there? Because we would never allow a dog on the furniture. It just doesn't happen. We don't do it. So it's kind of funny to us when, you know, to me anyways, when you come here and the cat's up on the couch with me. Oh, yeah, you're encouraging it. Shit. Right out. So, then now, at where Chris is now living, there's a big old stair half wall slash railing thing with about a 10 to 12 foot drop on one side. I mean, if you fall from this mother, it's gonna hurt, unless you're a cat, which is made for dropping from tall trees. So it's no big deal. But it's real funny because she sits up on here, right? And, oh, and I don't know where I'm going. I trail. So all of a sudden I'm trailing. Like, why the bird are you up there? So it's just funny. It's just funny. That's all it is. These cats, you know, they can get anywhere and they jump and they climb and they do all this other shit. It's just like, sometimes I wondered what Lita, our dog, would do if she saw these cats. I'm just like, get them! went at him. Just went at him. You really full on see what she did. She is amazing with how she does the things that she does. So, that's my thoughts. Dogs and cats. See you later. Meow. I mean,